We have a kemet of kais aloy. Gemara dan, the master of bayis, and thought it was badik, and it wasn't badik. Is it a mech of kais that you could be choizer from the spheres and mavato the spheres? The mother Avram, he's a mentok lamed zayin. It's a very sevadig shayla on the sugya. He sends you to a simon in Shulchan Choshen Mishpat, which is based on a rush that's meaning that the only time a person could say a mekach tois is when there's a mum beguf ha-mekach. Ludugma, he buys a house, and the walls of the house are not made well, that they're oimid lipo. That's called a mekach tois. But let's say he buys a house, and some of the inner doors or windows are not there, weren't put up, that's not a mekach tois, because that's not the guf habayis. The guf habayis is the structure of the bayis. The windows, the doors on the inside, they're additions to the bayis, but that's not called the guf habayis, and that's not a mum the guf hamekach. As Frank the Magen Avraham, over here, where it's not boduk, that's not something about the guf habayis. The bayis doesn't change if it's boduk or not boduk. It's not an aspect in the guf habayis. As what's the tzad of the Gemara over here that it should be a mekach tois? This is the big shayla of the Magen Avraham. Bemis Bisman Hazeh, they came out with a Talmud HaRajba. That the Talmud HaRajba Taka asked the question on the Shmefurish, like the Magen Avraham. As the Magen Avraham is Miyashiv, that which we say this is not a Mekach Tois is only when you weren't Masna, when you didn't speak out, you want a house with doors, you want a house with windows. But if very clearly you speak it out, B'shas the Mechira, and you make it tonight, I'm only buying a house that the doors are made and there are windows. I said about it's a mekach tois. So over here we're talking about where he was hisne beferish, where he made it tonight beferish. That I'm renting this because it's badik. If it's not badik, I'm not renting. Frek the Makar Chayim and the Pri Chodesh on the Magen Avraham, that if we're talking about it here, where he made a Tanai Lahedya before he made the Schirus, that I'm only doing this but Tanai that it's Baduk, as what's the Shaila if it's a Mekach Tois or if it's not a Mekach Tois? If a person wrote in the contract, it doesn't make a difference what the Tanai is. He can make a Tanai whatever he wants. Of course it's a Mekach Tois. As what's the suffix of the Gemara, what's the tzad of the Gemara that it's not a mekach tois? That's what the Afrayim is on the Magen Avraham. As Lechaira, the pirish of the Magen Avraham is he's based on a Ramban in the Sugya. That the Ramban in the Sugya learns, we're talking about he was hisne beferish. The Ramban is brought down by Talmidei Rabbeinu David, in the Magid Mishnah, he's brought down in many Rishayim. And the question that the Achrayim asking are really a question on the Ramban. If we're talking about with Tzisna Beferish, as what's the subject of Mekach Tois? As in the Ramban is the answer, L'choira, but in the Ritva, when he brings the Ramban, we see it much more Lehetya. The Kivun to answer up the Ramban. The Ritva says like this, the Tanai that he made, Zichr helps, that he could be Machayev, the Maskir, to be Vaidik or to pay for the Bedik. As a Vada, the fact that he made a Tanai, I'm renting this if it's Becheskes Bodo. As what does his Tanai mean? His Tanai means, Zichr, if I get in here and I see this Hametz all over the floor, as my Tanai is Mechayev you, either you physically get down here and be Boidikit, or you pay for a cleaning service to come in and do it. as the Tanai Zicher helps, he Zicher made a Tanai Lahedi, and the Tanai Zicher helps that he should pay. No, what's the Shaila of the Gemara? The Shaila of the Gemara is what's Nichlal in the Tanai. Is the Tanai only Le'inyan that I could be Mechayev you to be Baidik or to pay for the Bdika? Or Nichlal in the Tanai that I made is that, and if your the house is not Baidik, then it's a Mekach Tois. Meaning, how far is my Tanai going? I'm renting it to you. And I say, I'm renting to you because it's Baidik. Because I made it Tanai. What do I mean in the Tanai? Do I mean that my Tanai is to be Mechayev you, that you should have to take care of the Bdika, either do it physically or pay money? Or does it mean my Tanai is Mechayev you, that if this place is not Baidik by the time Pesach comes, this is a Mekach Tois, this is. That what the Gemara answers Lefi Zeh is being that Anoshim are not makpid on doing Bdika, it's not Mistaber that he meant it should be a Mekach Tois. It's Mistaber that Tanai was only Le'inyan that you have to do the Bdika, but not that it should be a Mekach Tois. And Lefi Zeh, the Ritva is Miyashiv, the Ran is Ramban, that the Ramban says that Zicher the Maskir has to pay for the Bedika. Frag the Ran, why? If you're going to learn because when the Seicher is doing it, he's Mahana the Maskir, and he has to pay him Midin Nene, frag the Ran, that's only when he's Mahana him Momenis. But over here, the Chiv on the Maskir Middai is a mitzvah, it's not a Chiv Momenis. As why does the Maskir have to pay for the Bedika? Lefi the Ritva is very good. The Ramban means that's Nichlal and his Tanai. His Tanai was, and you're Mechuyev to take care of it financially. If it's not going to be Badik when I move in, you're Mechuyev to take care of it financially. And the need in the Sugya is it also a bit of Mecca or not.
Rabbi, according to this, why would it matter? If the city that costs money or the people
check
themselves.
Oh, Freg the Maram Chalavi on the Ran, the Gemara in the Hemshech says that Nichalei Le'inish Le'kumei Mitzvah B'Memoneh. It doesn't bother him. Even if it costs money to pay someone to do a Bdika, Nichalei Le'inish Le'kumei Mitzvah B'Memoneh. Freg the Maram Chalavi, if the other guy is paying anyway, what's this Nichalei Linish Lemevin Mitzvah B'Memoine? I mean, the Seicher doesn't have to pay. The Maskir pays. Thus frech the Maram Chalavi on the Ramban. And for the Ritva, what it means is that the Seicher is paying the money, he's laying out the money, and the Maskir is going to pay him back later on. There are some people that will not lay out money for anyone in the world. When it comes to geld, forget about it. They're not laying out money for anyone. Yeah. If you give me the money up front, good, but I'm not laying out money for you. Because that's what it means. Nichalei linish lemevid mitzvah b'mamayne. Even though a guy's not going to b'derek klal lay out money for someone else, but if he's doing a mitzvah, that much he'll do. That's the ritual. That's his new shot. In the Gemara of the Ramban. Okay, as thus is the Mahalach of the Ramban, that the Ramban learns we're talking about where they made a Tanai Beferish. This is Bodu. And the Shaila of the Gemara by Tanai Beferish is what's Nichlal in the Tanai. However, the Rishonim that argue on the Ramban, and the Rishonim that learn we're not talking about the Tanai Beferish. Amram Chalavi, the Ran, the Urbeinu David, they all bring down a Deya. Over here, we're not talking about it tonight, Beferish. As Lefi Devrayim, how are you going to answer the Shaila of the Magen Avram? What's the Sad of Mekach Tois? This isn't a problem in the Guf HaMekach. As the Makor Chaim says, Arize Yechidish. Zog the Makor Chaim, because if you're not going to do Bdika, you can't live in the house. There's a gzeira of Shema Yavalachlai. You can't live in the house. As being that you can't live in the house, that's a mum in the Guf HaMekach. the Magen Elif is on the Magen Avram, it's still not a physical problem in the house. The house is a fine house. It's tam, a zaitika reason why you can't go in. But what the Mekor Chaim means is over here we're talking about schiros. Schiros is to be mishtamish. If you can't be mishtamish, tos is a mum in the guf haschiros. And Orinami, when I buy a house, if I can't be mishtamish for a technical reason, efshar that's not called a mum in the guf Mecca. But when I'm maskered to live there and I can't live there, tos heist a mum in the guf Mecca. That's how. What?
Even if you could be baidik before Antif?
But I wasn't Bukhuri. If you were Bukhuri right. To be baidik, because right now I have a house in a baidik, I'm not going to be able to live there.
Could you be baidik right now?
I could be, but it's a mecca of tais. I only made this theory as a diet that I shouldn't have that tircha. As right now, it's a mecca of tais. I can't live there. You were supposed to be baidik. You didn't be baidik. It's it. I can't live there. Okay, Rekha. Thus is the. However, this Makar Chayim is a easy Yechidish la'alocha. And a bayish she'ein or bodik, you're not allowed to live there. L'chayra, we saw Shema Yava la'achlai is machayiv you to do bdika. But it's a it asks you to live in a place that maybe has chametz in it that we never saw. L'choira, the Rebbeinu Peretz on Daf Yud, he's talking about a place where you know there's chametz in the house, and you can't find it, and the Rebbeinu Peretz writes Kelach Yad on Daf Yud. Zichur, he's not mechuyev lotzeis min habayis. There's no such din that you can't live in a house that you know there's chametz if you're not sure where it is. L'choira, it's mevur. They say over b'shem b'chazayim ish. That the Chazen Ish was Cholek Zedina on the Makar Chayim, the Ravadi and not Mekhuyim, but it's not a printed Chazen Ish. Chachoyimim Bivnei Pachas. The Chazen Ish was Cholek on this Makar Chayim. There's no such halacha that you can't live in a house that's not bought. Yet, if he's there, you'll have to come up with a different mahalach in the Gemara. Well, why is it a Mekach Tosis? Makar Chayim is a Gishmaka Mahalech Lefi the Rishonim that learned this note tonight. However, the Makar Chayim is a Rizi Yechidish. You can't live in a house that's not body. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Because that's step number one of the Sugya. Why is it a Mecca of Christ? Step number two of the Sugya is. We're talking about when it's Becheskas body. How does he know it's Becheskas body? Why is it Becheskas body? What does the Gemara mean? The Rishonim over here, the Rabbeinu of David, other Rishonim, put down different Mahalachim, Maram Chalavi. One Mahalach is even though in the last Sugya we had a suffix of Becheskas body or Lav Becheskas body. Other and the Chayre was a Bayah Delay Ifshita. The Maskana is we hold its Becheskas Bodik. In our Sugya, we're going to see that the Maskana, the last Sugya, is Becheskas Bodik. Either with Poishit Becheskas Bodik, or because it's a Suffolk Darabana Lakula, we say always it's Becheskas Bodik. As one way of learning the Gemara is, Amaskar Ba'ayis L'chaveira B'cheskes Bodek, Kilo, now we're being poishet to the last Sugya, and it's talking about Mistoma is B'cheskes Bodek. That's one way. But if you learn, like the Pashtus, that we weren't poishet, it's B'cheskes Bodek, as what does it mean, it's B'cheskes Bodek? As the Rishonim bring down another option, which is Nishalik L'shem. It's talking about where they spoke between themselves. What did he say? Either the Maskir told him, oh, I have a house for you to rent for Pesach, and it has a Maila, it's Bodik. When you guys move in, you're not going to have to be Bodik. Meaning the Maskir is talking, the Derech, like Habi Maskirin, that they want to get you to buy their product, the Rishonim say. As he tells you, the shvach of his product is that it's bodik. That's one shot. The other pshat is where they made a tnai mamish that it's bothered. That's the Ramban sheet. But the Rishonim suggest a middle sheet. You don't have to go to the extreme of the Ramban. It's talking about where mamish he made a tnai in the contract and he spoke it out and it's not bothered. This is no skill. We're talking about where the guy, the maskir, was talking to him. When he was talking to him, he told him, by the way, you should know, it's like, you know, they list on the advertisement all the milas. It has a spa, it has a gym, and it's bodik too. They have that list of all the things when he sells it. And he wrote that it has that mila too. Thus is the shaila is, how does Rashi learn? As l'choy in Rashi, there's a deal. The shaila is, how to learn the deal in Rashi. Rashi says, "Ve'ein tnai shalonu kayim mahu lachsa." Rashi says in Divrei Hamasel, "Mi avin mekach tois." What's the shaila over here? The shaila is, "Ein tnai shalonu kayim." What's he tining? Our tnai is not kayim. As l'chayir kipshuta, one learns Rashi, sounds like the Ramban. Sounds like we're talking about with a guy mamish made a tnai. Although you could say it's not muchach. Maybe what Rashi means is, it's not that we made a tnai with dinei tnayim, a tnai kofel, tnai kodim no maisa, and all dinei tnayim. Rashi means, you told me when I was coming in, it was bothered. That's also called a form of a tnai. It's not a dinei tnayim, but it means a form of a tnai. Thus is l'chayra what you could say. A v'zichar Rashi's mashma that it's talking about there was something that they spoke out together. That's how we know it's the Peskes body. The needn is, is it a mecca of choice or is it not a mecca of choice? Thus is Disha. Okay. Thus is Rashi. How does Toysus learn to say that? Hamaskir bayis lechaveray, becheskir shulun body. Nira lerajva, divishleisha osa, I divarva osa, alamaskir lechaveray. It's kaidim called, in Toysis, achlar doesn't mean the cheskis bodik of the sugi before. Because the cheskis bodik of the sugi before was ba'arva osa. And over here we're going vishleisha osa. As Taisis is obviously going to have to go with the Rishonim that there's either a Diver or a Tanakh. Thus is Av. Of the Diver, what is Pshat in Taisis? The Ba'alba Osa, Ala Maskir Livdai. And Vishloisha Osa, it's not on the Maskir Livdai. Over here, we're talking about a case where the maskir wasn't boidikit. When the maskir is not boidikit, it's mortal ala seifer livdai. As what does he mean? That the b'shtabavos ala maskir, b'shloisha asar, what's saying? B'shloisha asar, it's also, if the maskir is not boidik, now it's mortal ala seifer livdai. What's pshat in Taisus Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph says, if it's Becheskes Bodik, or Ein Becheskes Bodik, my Nafkemina, Nafkemina, that if the mask is not Bodik, it's on the Seicher. As my Nafkemina, Taisus says, the Ba'arba Osar ala Masker Livdak. Who cares if Arba Osar ala Masker Livdak? Over here, the mask is not being Bodik yet. As it's Mutal ala Seicher, as it's a Mekach Tais. What's Pshat in Taisus? Yeah. As this Taisus was a Chida Stuma, which means a riddle, for many years, until the Taisus HaRosh came. The Taisus HaRosh is Mavur in Taisus, that the word is, because if it's Ala Maskir Livdai, it's not a Mekach Tais. Because the only tzad it's a mekach tois is if the seicher has to be tereach to do the bdika. But if it's ala maskir livdai, the seicher doesn't have to be tereach to do the bdika, then it's not a mekach tois. Of a tzad beer, when the maskir doesn't want to do the bdika, it's mutal on the seicher. The MS, the Ran is choylik on toises. The Ran learns we're talking on yedalit. We're talking about it's here where the maskir doesn't want to do the bdika. And it's what the Lala Seifa, as what's shot in Taisis. As Lechoira in the Taisis Rush, you see it there. The Taisis Rush says like this. He brings down the Shiloh of Taisis, and he answers, Mishum deloi boi lemeken alei bedina ulachrichoi sheikh. Mavur in the Taisis Rush, la halacha, the mas, the seicher could be koife, the maskir livdai. As if we're talking about on Yud Dalit, where it's mutal on the maskir livdai, hal Taisis, there's no such thing as the maskir wakes up and the maskir says, I'm not being boidi. Harei la halacha, the seicher goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin will cut out their big biryonim. That means they're big, strong guys, and they'll be koy for the mosque you live there. There's no such thing as he's not being played against his machoises. As I bazei lefi ze Taisus is gavaldi. Frek Taisus, if we're talking about on Yud Dalit and the mosque is in the city, as it doesn't help if the mosque says he's not boidig. We call out our people and we beat him up until he's boidig. There's no method over here, because the seicher can be forced, the maskil, to be boidig. That's why Taisus argues on the Ran. You can't say we're talking about where he's not. The other malach of the Ran, maybe he's not in the city. Taisus held it to the says we're talking about where he's not in the city. Taisus learned, we're talking about Mr. Maskir's here. Mr. Maskir didn't do dira. You walk in, you see this chametz in the dira. Yeah, it's like one of those bachur shadir, and you see this mamish all over the place. This bread, this pizza, chachule. It's not you get the matziv. He didn't do dika. As the halach is, I could be koy for the maskil to be voided. Why is this a mekach tois? I could be koy for the maskil to be voided. Kind of the rush, efshiel lands in tois. We're talking about a guy that doesn't want to go to Beis Din, he doesn't want to koy for them to be voided. Yeah, there's a mela, that's the terence on tois is shy. But you see in the tois a rush what the kivun in tois was. The kivun in Taisus was that there's no Mekach Tais here because I could force Mr. Masker to be Boidik and I don't have to be Boidik. So there's no Mekach Tais. I have a very simple solution to the problem. I go to the local Rav and he brings this tough guy and he makes him do it. Finished. There's zichah no Mekach Tais. That was the discussion.
Even if it's not in the ear, he can always get the money back as well. Maybe that was Pasha to Taisus, that wouldn't be a Mekach Tais.
Okay, you want to say another reason? I didn't even think about what he said. Maybe. Oh, fine, good. So Taisus is good, we're on the same page. Come out. Okay. This is one mahalik to learn in Taisus. Kach is the one, the Taisus Rush. Dachroinim didn't have the Taisus and Rush. That's why this Taisus for years was a big tumult. What Pshat and Taisus is. But now that we have the Taisus HaRush, and you see clearly from the Teretz of the Taisus Rush, a Gilui, and what Pshat and Taisus. What was the other Pshat in that Dachroinim gave in Taisus? We'll bring one. In the back of the Gemara on the Ran, there's a Gois from Rav Nosson Shapiro, who is the Magala Mugois Alatayra, one of the big Gdolim in Europe, that he wants to say Pshat and Taisus is, if it's ala masker livdai, you can't say the hemshech of the Gemara that it's nitanei lemevid mitzvah b'mamayne. The mitzvah is not mutal on in b'chlal. The mitzvah is on the masker. As if we're talking about a case where Mr. Masker said, I'm b'chuyig, but I'm not doing it, as then there's no mitzvah on the seicher. Avada the seicher has to do it, he doesn't want to have a takola, but then the b'dika is not a mitzvah. As he wouldn't say, nichalei lemevid inish, mitzvah b'mamayne, because it's not a mitzvah on him. Okay. What was the kash on Taisus? Taisus says, the ba'ar ba'as ala masculine, like, so what? We're talking about where the guy doesn't want, like the Ran kind is on Taisus. As we saw, the Taisus Rush learns because it's a mech of Tais. Because you could force the masker to do it. You could be kaifim. As why is it a mech of Tais? You have an etzer to get your bias butter. And the other mahalach, one of the other mahalachim is, because you wouldn't say the hemshech of the Gemara, that it's ala Mitzvah b'mamon. This is the basis. The Ran learns differently. He's chaylik on basis. He learns that we're talking about ba'ar ba'asav. That's the mecheskes bodu. It's ala maskil livdai. The Ran says we're talking about a tzivu. He doesn't want to be bayit. And now the chiyuv is chal on the seichel. That's the Ran's halach, not like basis. Okay. Does the gemar maskil mecheskes bodu u'motzei she'ein a bodu ma'al. Mi avi ki megav tois oi lo. Toshma, lo ma amari. Loi mi boi bi asve, lo ye ve adi u bokto, di nikol eili nishikimi mitzvah bi grufe. As every yid was nikol eili inish nikume mitzvah bi grufe. Sometimes parents ask their children, could they take out the garbage? Could they help clean in the house? And children b'zman hazeh many times answer, why not my brother? Why are you asking me? I'm busy, I have no time. We see a Gemara that astam yid in the times of the Gemara, and b'dika is not an easy mitzvah. It's not even like taking out the garbage. You gotta go over the whole house. Yeah. Nicholai, person wants to do a mitzvah. This is the attitude that they have. Just a little attitude we learned. In those days, nicholai. Even in that place, if someone asked an interesting question, I read the halacha is, we all learned in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, mitzvah boy yaser mi b'shluva. As someone asked, so what's this place that everyone pays money and doesn't do the mitzvah themselves? They're not makbid on, like all the yidden in that place are not makbid on mitzvah, but yes, and we shluchai. Leave the oilum handle the question. It's an interesting question. What? It's maybe there's no mitzvah, but yes, and we shluchai. And kilu hachane for Shabbos is guf covered Shabbos. So the mela over there is different. Okay, he was here in Kedushin. Good. Okay, that's one mahalach. But the shaila is dika heksha mitzvah? If you learn like Reb Nochum that Bar Yuzra is mechayev dika, is it called heksha mitzvah or not? Someone says there's a chesidah sefer, a big chesidah sefer that says when you pay money, it's ki'ilu you did it yourself. And you don't say mitzvah by yosem mishlu. Yeah, all of us. Easy to finish. Not makabel the person said it till I see it inside. Big finish. Gemara
says that people are more willing to do something with their goats than their money. So their money,
it's a yosem mishlu. He's saying
it's mashma,
there is a
milo,
but not
better than yourself.
Money is better than yourself?
In a sense, because Gemara is saying that.
No, there are some people, not that people back and forth, that it switches. You don't think.
So even Chassar and Kiss, people are willing to do.
Right, even, but not that it's bigger mitzvah. El afilu ba'asa diyeh va'agyu bodke michale linish likyume mitzvah be'memoyne. Greg the Miri from the famous Gemara in Bamutzia Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara in Bamutzia Daf Chof Tes says that if you have a sefer and you lend it to your friend, and someone else wants to borrow it from your friend, you lend your Tesis Rosh on the Sugya to your friend, and he wants to give it to someone else. The Gemara says you don't, because Loi Michalei Lehinish. That he's going to have a hefsid moment when someone else is reading it. It could be he could damage the sefer. As therefore, leimichalei linish lemevet mitzvah, if he's going to have a hefsid moment. As you see, mitzvah against money, money's first. It's a people. As it's a stira from Agamar. In Agamar, it says people will put the mitzvah before the money. A Zog the Miri like this. The feather and bond that learns the sugi, you're going to get the money back that we started off with. Avada the Shilas Miyushin. Over here, you're getting the money back. You're just putting down the money for a little bit here. You're going to get the money back. Abba the feather, the other Rishayinim, how are you going to answer? Azog de Miri of Gishmaket Teret. Over there, the other guy is getting the mitzvah. He's getting the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah when he reads the Sefer. You're not getting the mitzvah. As I'm not willing to have a Hefsid Mamin that Yenim should get the mitzvah. But over here, when you pay someone to do Bdika for you, and he's your Shliach, and you're paying him to do it, you get the mitzvah. As people are willing to pay money that they should get a mitzvah, but they're not willing to pay money that someone else should get the mitzvah.
You don't also get a mitzvah when you lend out, say, for
but not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You get the mitzvah of Siyua, you're helping. I know some people like to think that if you help someone, it's kilu, you get the whole mitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah of helping someone to do it, but you don't get the ikra mitzvah. Yeah. I'm not willing that he should get the mitzvah and I should lose from his mitzvah. Those are the mahalat of the meeting. The Magen Avraham wants to answer, it's totally how much money you're paying. Over there, there's a chash to say for Torah is going to be nifsal, as that's a hefsid meruba. But a little bit okay. The shaila is, could you use someone safer in the base medrash? That's the big shayla of the Poskim, especially in Yeshivas Mir. There's no svarim anywhere to be found. That's the big shayla. Could you use someone safer in the base medrash? Do you say nichalei le'inish le'mevid mitzvah le'romanek, or do you say, being that many people borrow and they don't return it to the place, and if your safer gets lost in the mir? To find your safer, as do you say that over here, some people write on their safer, that's a gevaldik eitzah. Someone could use your safer and put it back. What about the people who don't write that? Are you allowed to use the safer or not? As it seems like miniga oilam is to be makel, the shaila is yesh lam ami lisma. Right, the oilam could tell me what the place here is saying. Okay, this is a little parenthesis, a little nekuda halacha lamaisa out of the gemara. Let's come back to the roof asura. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi says, "In bo asoich alarzus by ayidei aliloisa veloima loy kach sechal tivein tnai shalom kaiyim alam loy mivoy yeched loy yevad lachay obot lekol yesh boy bivis beza de loy matzi lemeim mekach toisa di moisi yadeya shein obadi loy ayisi soichra." The vaday nichal leinish lemevin mitzvah begufa di nami avi yadeya de loy. As a Nachum made a deal from this Rashi. Okay, and if you're not in the mirror, you didn't even know this Rashi existed before. So let me just point it out. Rashi, Divrei HaMaskel, Ela Afilu Ba'asvel. Rashi is explaining why is it a Mekach Tois? Yodibei Be'edik Be'etmol, Deloi Bodik, Loi Havi Hodibei. Frederick Nochum, Yeshless topic, what is it to make, what makes a Mekach Tais? There are two kinds of things that people have. One kind of a thing, if I would have known this, I wouldn't have bought it, I would have been soicher it, but once I have it, I could live with it. That's one level. And then there's another level.
Yeah.
And that's like many of the dearest on Beis Yisrael that the Bachrim are living in. If I would have known, I wouldn't have like lechatchila taken it. Oh, but once I'm there, I'm there. And then there's a problem where the word is, that's it. Even if I bought it already, even if I'm, if I find this problem, I'm out. I can't. Other way. As what level do you need to make a mekach tois? What's the level that you need? As a Nahum, unbelievable eyes, noticed in Rashi that we have a gilui in Rashi in the aside of mekach tois. Why? Because Rashi says, Yodbe etmol deloy badik loy have hoderbe. Rashi doesn't say he wouldn't have been nichnas into the Mecca. Rashi says, lo yava hoderbe, he wouldn't have been machzered. The Duyuk in Rashi, in order to make a Mecca tois, it has to be a level of kpeda that, if I would know this, I would be mafasal the Mecca, even if the Mecca is not kaya. But something lechatchila, I wouldn't buy it, but once I bought it, I would be okay with it, I would live with it. That's not enough to make it into a mekach tois. That was the big deal of Rav Nachum. Rashi continues, "V'haydika hoderbe mishum milsa achriti hu da'ashkif beis achriti d'shpirit today." So what's the story with this guy? This guy is coming back, and he's saying that he doesn't want it. As you see, it bothers him. How can we say that it zikr doesn't bother him? Why is he coming back? You know why he's coming back? Because what happens to many people in life, they saw something else that's nicer. Now they don't want it. As it's not because it's loy bother. It's just he saw a nicer dira. And b'chule, a nicer wife, a nicer deer, and all of a sudden he has charota for what he has. Kach, also is have a name of him. Mitzarech beer. What's Rashi saying? The sipurei safta for his baba maizes. Bekitzel. Even if he's thinking that I want to go back because, but being that everyone in the world is not choizer, it's farim shemalev, ain't it farim? Rashi gives a whole big story over here. Ayakashi, why is he being choizit? He's not being choizit because life bothered. He's being choizit because he saw a better dira on the next block. That's why he's being. What do you need to say that for? Rashi should say the reason why it's not a mekach tois is because people are not makpid. Because even if he's makpid, if he's a mafunik she'ein kamayu, he's makpid. It doesn't make a difference. Dvarim shebalei ve'ina dvarim.
People are
marked,
just not here.
Huh?
People are marked, just not here.
The Gemara is saying that in these places, people are not marked. Right, no one's marked.
That makes sense, Paul, right? Just because of this place, maybe it makes it sound like a place.
If people are not marked, it's Varm Shabalev, and it's Varm. If most people in the world are not marked, even if he's the kind of a person that's makbid, he can't say it's a mekach tois. It's dvarim shebalev, eino dvarim.
Is this a raya not like the Ramban? If he the Ramban, if the Imam spoke it out, then he'd be able to be choizer on.
Yesh lagu, go betu. But let's focus in first on the what's Rashi saying. What's Rashi saying? L'choyra. Over here, you see a chiddush in Rashi. L'chora like this. If we're talking about a place where he didn't speak it out, zikr, it's dvarim shebalev. If you didn't speak it out, and it's something no one in the world is makvid, zikr, it's dvarim shebalev, and it's dvarim. Of a Rashi Lishitasa, that Rashi's Meduyik, we're talking about someone who spoke it out, maybe even made it tonight, or he spoke it out, but then you can't say it's Dvarim Shebalev and Dvarim, if you really thought it Belev, because it was spoken out. As therefore, in Art Seer, Rashi had to say that with Toila, that's not the reason why. But if it really was the reason, it really would be a bit of Mecca. That's what you would see in Rashi. Taka Rashi is a Dosh. Okay. As thus is the Igras, okay? Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start the next Gemara. You just want to be mashlim one nekuda on the very short. We've spoken out a bunch of times, yesterday we did it also, that there's a big machlekes in Vittor. We brought three shittas in Vittor, just be misago. Shittas Rashi is, Vittor is, you're thinking belayed, it's not chametz, the Ramban learns is Kedash Rashi. We brought the Marik, the Maram Chalavi, the Make Mirais Chametz. Shittas Taisis in Hefker, but in Hefker we saw two shittas. We saw a Tosis that learns it's a Hefker Gomer, compares it to all Dine Hefker, and the Ran that learns the Hefker is on that Son of Kosu. The one Shita, which is very Shver, is the Ramban. The Ramban, he brings down that Bitu is, you're thinking it's Ofar, and then the Ramban continues and says, and the reason why it's yours is Mishum Asoan Kosu, when you do Bitu, there's no Asoan Kosu. The Ramban puts two shittas together. The Ramban puts the aside that bittul is, you're thinking it's offered together, that the way it works is it's mafka the bailus of a soul and a kosev b'shusha. As what's pshat in the Ramban. As in the Oyel Torah, in Mar Mekomis, a very good one, he wants to say that it's two pshatim. The printer forgot to put in enam. Really, they're supposed to be because it's creative. Of it's a big chiddush. Yeah. Even in all the ksav yads and the rambans, now we have like four different rambans. No one found the inami in any of the ksav yads. Okay, you're not goyrus it, but that's really what it means. Yeah. Because Vasha wanted to learn that it's one shita. But you see in the ramban. In order to get rid of the Asoan HaKosev, you need to think that it's not Chometz. And if you think it's not Chometz, then the Torah didn't make Asoan HaKosev. The Ramban was bothered, if it's not a regular Hefker with Gidrei Hefker, who cares if it's only Asoan HaKosev? But to be Mafkir, you should need a regular Hefker. As therefore the Ramban was Mitzarif, that when you think you don't want it to be Chometz, then the Torah didn't make an Asoan HaKosev. As Lefi the Ramban, the way it works is not when you think it's not chometz. It's not chometz. It is chometz. But when you think it's offer, the Torah didn't make an Asoan HaKosev. That's the way is the Ramban is Tilu a hybrid. Yeah. It's a combination of Rashi and the Ran together. That's the Nekuda Shloma to what we saw before. The Olam saw the Ramban, probably had the Shailah. That's the Kivun that you have to say. Okay. Let's Hashem tomorrow. We'll start in